Radio. Čau, Ljubljanski kros številka 83 je tu. Prinaša nove pridigarje, prinaša informacijo o Ljubljanskem filmskem festivalu, za začetek pa nekaj, kar je prejšnji teden Ljubljano prizadelo z rušilno močjo. Koncert Avant Hip Hop trija Dialek. Poslušmo, kaj MC Dialek povedal v ekskluzivnem intervjuju za Radio Študent.
You are definitely a hip hop band. I think when we started touring, I mean, you have to understand that in America, if you weren't, say, like a Tribe Called Quest or De La Soul, you weren't touring. There was no underground hip hop touring circuit. So it was almost out of necessity, you know, like kind of like the way you know, the Minutemen are associated with the hardcore scene, just because the music was fast and heavy, but if, you know, like Mike Watt would say, we're not really hardcore, we're just, you know, that was the only scene that we could get it, you know, like the punk scene was the only scene that we could get into to be able to tour and be able to do this. So it's the same kind of thing with us. I mean, we just looked at, you know, the possibilities out there, and, you know, Octopus came from more of like the punk scene and the hardcore scene. But I think we realized that that was the ethic that we had to follow. I mean, and realistically, early hip hop and punk are very similar as movements. Yeah. They came from different places, obviously, but I think the ideas behind both of them are very similar. So when you look at it like that, you know, and then, like, of course, we get into the whole realm of the sounds that we use and how we sound, and, oh, that can't possibly be hip hop. But you have to understand that.
That's what I was saying.
You know, hip hop. When it began was hip hop. When it began was experimental music and was about taking everything around you and making it into your own. I mean, you had Afrika Bambaataa that was listening to Kraftwerk. You know, you had, no one ever criticized him for being, krautrock. You know what I mean? And like, just like you had like KRS-One sampling Smoke on the Water, no one ever said Boogie Down Productions was rock.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, we sample from a lot of various, you know, influences and in different places, but at the core of it all, like, we're just a hip hop group. My God, the black God, who breaks it. My God, the brown God, who breaks it. My God, the white God, you'll be asked kind of odd for a kid who must deny. Who breaks it. My God, the black God, who breaks it. My God, the brown God, who breaks it. My God, the white God, you'll be asked kind of odd for a kid who must deny. Prince.
Cross. Radio.
V Ljubljani od 11. do 24. novembra poteka 13. mednarodni filmski festival LIF, ki je letos sestavljen iz 9 programskih sklopov. O sodelovcih in izboru letošnjega festivala je programska direktorica Jelka Stergel povedala.
Kinematografija je tako razpredena in tako, bi rekla, produkcija je tako velika, da mislim, da rabimo mednarodni tim koselektorjev in da je to zaenkrat edina možna oziroma najboljša kombinacija. No, naprimer Ron Holloway, ki, kot veste, najbrž je zelo znan kritik, ki je pisal za Variety, Moving Pictures, ki ima tudi svoj festival v Berlinu in teče usporedno z Berlinalom. Potem je Miro Ljubljučković, na primer, ki je programski direktor Festa. Seveda on pokriva bolj področje bivših Jugoslavijskih republik, Grčije, pač te južno east south, skratka, južnoevropskih držav. Potem imamo pa, recimo, čisto kolege, bi rekla, na področjih kot Španija, za latinsko-ameriške filme je to Fran Gajo, pač prijatelji, ki so prijazni in nam svetujejo, ker so sami seveda selektori festivalov, kaj je njim, kar se njim zdi primerno, in potem na podlagi njihovih nasvetov preverjamo kot programski tim, pregledujemo prijavljene filme, ponavadi je predselekcija narejena na VHS kasetah.
Kun Vandale, vodja programskega oddelka Kinoteke, pa predstavlja retrospektivno sekcijo novega japonskega filma, ki bo v Kinoteki potekala med Leafom in po njem.
So the idea was that we are having a very steady and good relationship with the Japan Foundation in Japan and the embassy, Japanese embassy and the cultural attaché in Vienna. And every year we have had a major retrospective of a leading Japanese director from all the big names so far. And this year they wanted to do something special to celebrate the anniversary of the presence of the Japan Foundation, and we said, okay, let's use the opportunity to, instead of going into film heritage, present all the films that were somehow overlooked in the last couple of years. And that's basically it. So most of the films that are presented, partly as part of LIF, and then the second part as right after LIF in Kinoteka, are films made in the last couple of years, films that were on the wish list of LIF in the past editions, but due to their popularity or their lot of requests, somehow did not get into the program. So in general, if we have to catch what contemporary Japanese movies this retrospective is about, then it's, I would say it's a catch-up operation. If we talk content-wise, besides a couple of veterans, such as, for instance, Imamura or Seijun Suzuki, most of the directors present in the retrospective are of the younger generation, not of the very youngest, but of the younger generation. And although every film has its own vocabulary and has its own language, if we talk thematically, a lot of them are dealing with the kind of fan the millennium thematics. So that's roughly the whole program.
Cross Radio.
Za konec ljubljanskega krosa še komad z nove plošče ska-punk veseljakov Pridigari. Album Vse ali več, komad Ovinek in Sklopka. To je to, se slišimo naslednji teden.
Večkrat sem obrnil, da sem ga lahko zadel. Glavo na klobuk in ga vrnil v stran.
Radio.